This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of new coronavirus cases per day in the United States stood near an all-time high Thursday, and the governor of Texas has halted his reopening plans temporarily. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, several states set single-day case records this week.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson puts it bluntly.
Wear a mask.
Johnson says his city, Houston, and other parts of Texas are going the wrong way.
Our case numbers and our hospitalization numbers, which we've been tracking daily, are headed in the wrong direction.
At the Tucson, Arizona Medical Center, Dr. Matt Hines says patients are younger.
Folks in their 20s, 30s, and 40s actually have pretty bad outcomes and in some cases actually die.
Among the other states setting single-day case records this week, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Oklahoma. I'm Tim McGuire.
Many businesses continue reopening, but layoffs are continuing as well. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The government says nearly 1.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits last week. Applications fell for the 12th straight week, but the decline has stalled at a high level, evidence many companies are still shedding workers amid a slow recovery from the coronavirus-induced shutdowns. But the nation set a record high of new virus cases yesterday, with states coast to coast reaching their own records. If that trend continues, states may impose limits on businesses that could lead to more layoffs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has strengthened the Trump administration's ability to deport people seeking asylum without allowing them to make their case to a federal judge. The High Court's 7-2 decision applies to people who are picked up at or near the border and who fail their initial asylum screenings, making them eligible for expedited removal. This is VOA News. The second most deadly Ebola outbreak in history has officially come to an end. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, says the challenge was a great one.
At times it seemed like a mission impossible.
The epidemic presented an unprecedented challenge because it was the first Ebola epidemic in a conflict zone. However, the milestone was overshadowed by the enormous health challenges still facing Congo, the world's largest measles epidemic, the rising threat of COVID-19, and another new Ebola outbreak in the north. But Dr. Moeti is optimistic about the future.
Working together, we leave an enduring legacy, which is now supporting the fight against COVID-19 and the other outbreaks.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration has determined that top Chinese firms, including Huawei, are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. As Ryan Brooks of Reuters reports, that lays the groundwork for new U.S. financial sanctions.
The Trump administration has drawn up a list of companies from China that have ties to the country's military, which may lay the groundwork for fresh U.S. sanctions. They include tech giant Huawei, the video surveillance company Hikvision, as well as China Mobile and China Telecom, both of which are publicly listed in New York. The document was seen by Reuters on Wednesday, and a U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity confirmed its authenticity and said the document had been sent to Congress. Huawei was placed on a trade blacklist last year over national security concerns, and Washington has led an international campaign to convince its allies to exclude Huawei when setting up their 5G networks.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Macy's has announced it would lay off around 3,900 employees in corporate and management positions to help lighten the strain of falling sales due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has more.
Job cuts come as the retailer, which was already struggling before being forced to close its doors, looks to save cash amid dwindling sales. It expects the layoffs to result in about $630 million in annual cost savings. That will help offset a decline in customer spending. It previously estimated that it will see a quarterly loss of $1 billion as it grapples with the current retail environment and slims down into a smaller company. Macy said as far as retail workers go, it plans to bring back most of those furloughed in the first week of July.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.